From Pioneer 90.1 in Thief River Falls, this is Scrapbook, a collaborative project with Northwest Minnesota Historical Societies to share their county's history and promote awareness of the many fascinating places and things their counties have to offer. Scrapbook is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Here's host Glenn Broggett and his special guest on this edition of Scrapbook.
Hello, friends, and welcome once again to Scrapbook. And on this edition, we get to know some of the more well-known historical figures in the storied history of Becker County, courtesy of Amy Dagerstrom of the Becker County Historical Society. Find out more about these key figures in the history of Becker County on this edition of Scrapbook.
The county was named for Colonel George Becker. He was a military colonel and who actually never visited the county, but it was part of his commission that a county in the state would be named after him. So that's where our name comes from. But again, some of the big ones are mostly Civil War veterans. So people who came, for example, Colonel Roberts, Colonel John Roberts, who came as a Civil War veteran. And he was part of the New England Colony, it was called. And it was a land speculation group, basically, who came and bought up all the land when it was really cheap and then developed it and sold it off. So they started to sell off city lots, which is certainly still happening today. We also, again, have John K. West, who was from the East Coast and came and really developed the tourism industry. And he went so far as to build a canal system that connected Detroit Lake to Lake Sally and Melissa and promoted on the railroad that you could get from train to Lake Cabin in 1 hour or less. So that was a pretty slick deal, right? Today, when we think of Becker County, we think of those lakes and everybody wants to live on the lake. But at that time, the lake was pretty swampy and marshy and full of bugs and not the best place to live. And so there was an effort by some of those early pioneers to really open that lake to tourism and draw people into the communities. And then we also have on the flip side, we also have people like the Beaulieus. The Beaulieus were a big family who really worked with the fur trade and as a result became the translators for the state and for the government, the federal government, in developing the treaties that would settle the northern parts of our county. R.L. Frazee was another. He was the namesake for the city of Frazee, and he also was a lumber baron. So he worked with the logging industry to bring that business and that industry to Frazee and develop that city. We also have people like Thomas Canfield, who was a railroad man and who literally went along the Northern Pacific and bought up huge, huge pieces of property, 3,000 acres at a time, and developed those into working farms primarily. And so he was really involved in the agricultural development of Becker County and was also the founder of the city of Lake Park in the western part of our county. So lots of folks. We also had some really interesting early female settlers in Becker County. Emma Ogden was the first licensed physician in the state of Minnesota who was a woman, and she practiced in Becker County and Detroit Lakes and other areas from 1880 to 1890 or so. So we were lucky to have people like that who were kind of breaking the mold, I guess, when it came to what was considered appropriate in gender and in equity in terms of working in the county. So we had some great characters, really.
You've been listening to Scrapbook, a Pioneer 90.1 original. This edition of Scrapbook was recorded at the Pioneer 90.1 studios, located on the campus of Northland Community and Technical College, Thief River Falls. Additional episodes and content from this and other Pioneer 90.1 original programs available at radionorthland.org. Scrapbook is made possible through the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.